Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a good Saturday morning to everyone, and especially those of you who have been out since dark last night participating in a frog-catching rodeo. It's been going on since last night, and the weigh-in is scheduled to take place in just a few hours. And we'll have a live update from the headquarters at Delta Marine in Plaquemines Parish. Also get a fishing report from there as well, as long as all along the Gulf Coast. And we've got a red snapper quota update, and yes, there is some time to get out and pull a few of those red snapper out from underneath the rigs before we reach the quota. Got some good news for Alabama red snapper fishermen. They will be expanding the nearshore and offshore reef fishing zones. That story's coming up. Another story, not so happy to tell you. Bad news for duck hunters. Already troublesome conditions. Looks like they're going to be worsened by a spring and summer drought on the breeding grounds. We'll tell you what the biologists are predicting, and it is not good. We'll also tell you what's on the menu for this week's Bayou Wild TV episode, soft shell crawfish. You must be wrong. Don, you mean soft-shell crab, right? No, I'm talking soft-shell crawfish. We're going to tell you everything you need to know about them, how to cook them. We made an absolute awesome trip also with our Bayou Wild crew earlier this week with a young man named Tanner Kelm, a Wisconsin man who was afflicted by a rare and deadly form of bone cancer. He was the recipient of a hunt of a lifetime, and his choice was a Mississippi Gulf Coast tarpon trip. And we went along with the winner of the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, Captain Jeremy McHugh of Stillwater Charters, and it turned out to truly be a trip of a lifetime. If you need a little uplifting today, you'll get some here this morning. And what would an outdoor show be without a juicy bad boy of the outdoor story? This week, we go international to find a glass eel king who has been dethroned by undercover agents. Also, an outdoor calendar of upcoming events, the Coastal Marine Forecast from the National Weather Service, and last but not least, your text messages with your reports, your comments, your questions, and your answer to a question, have you ever heard of or tried soft-shell crawfish? If you have, what's your favorite way to cook them? Text me, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870 comes directly in here to the studio. Taking a look at that weather forecast if you headed out, kind of the same thing we've had most of the week. East winds 5 to 10, smooth conditions on the interior. Offshore, those 10 to 15 knot winds will kick up some 2 to 4 foot seas, but it's doable for sure. About a 40% rain looking at the radar right now. The only thing I see in terms of rain right now is offshore, off the coast, probably the closest, maybe with 10 or 15 miles within the coast. Some storms off the mouth of the Mississippi River and a few to the west of Grand Isle are headed out that way. And then some approaching, it's not even close yet, to the Chandelier Islands. And they're pretty small. Some of them have some very small, intense rain inside of them, but outside of that, doesn't look bad at all for a summer day. Average tide range, 0.7, which is pretty good, but not the best. Mississippi River's dropping like crazy, 3.9, and holding steady, but expected to fall even a little bit more. So we got the stage all set. We got fishing reports coming in from marina operators, professional charter guides, and the people who are in the know every week, and we keep you up to date on where to go and what to catch them on. Also got that news on the duck season. Boy, that's going to be tough to swallow. But you know what? You go anyway. You give what Mother Nature, you take what Mother Nature gives. We'll get that right. All right, we come back right after this quick break. We're going to take you down to the site of last weekend's Archbishop Rummel's 25th Annual Alumni Fishing Rodeo. I, along with Sandy Darez, were the Waymasters down there. Saw Robbie Campo. Some pretty decent fish caught in. Trout fishing was a little tough, but maybe that's changed. Robbie's got the lowdown on the fishing in the St. Bernard Parish area, and he's back with a report after this timeout. Well, right after this show last week, I headed out of here from St. Hubert's Cathedral, made a trip down to Campos Marina in Shell Beach to perform my waymaster duties with the Archbishop Rummel Fishing Rodeo. It was a smooth event. Things seemed to go real well. Everybody had a good time, even though the speckled trout were kind of had a little case of lockjaw. Took some small speckled trout to win it, but I'll tell you what, the redfish were biting, the sheephead had some nice black drum, and surprisingly a good couple of flounders on the board, too. Let's talk to Robbie Campo and see what the fishing's been this week. Hey, Robbie, what's going on down at the beach this morning?
Good morning, Don. Well, we got a north wind, but I don't know if it's from a squall that's probably out there or whatever. I don't see any lightning, but we got a little north wind this morning, about, maybe 5, 6, 7 miles an hour, I guess. But I tell you, Don, earlier in the week, man, it was on fire, man. Trout were biting out on the outside there and, around Central and around the islands. But the latter part of the week, yesterday, we had 2/10 of tide yesterday. Squalls popped up everywhere out there. It was just a really, really tough day for fishing yesterday. I've seen, charter captains come in yesterday with 6 to 8 fish. Some of them went over to the long rocks and caught sheephead. You really don't even really need tide to catch sheephead. They just bite anything. So, they went fish sheephead to just, have something tugging on the line. Today, I think we got 4/10, possibly maybe 4/10 of tide today. So it's going to be another tough day for fishing. Don, look, but it's been hot, man. People need to stay hydrated. I had 2 people this week sick, coming in on the boats from our charter guides and, cut the trip short. People got sick out there. Beer is good, but I like it as much as everybody else, but, it's not the thirst quencher when you're out there, you know what I mean?
And, No,
you need to have some power age or something, but I tell you, the fishing, it seems like the redfish are starting to bite a little bit better. Captain Charlie Thomason put some really good reports up this past couple of days. Him and his captains did a real good job of getting them customers on those redfish. So, it's starting to get a little bit better for that because redfish was a little tight there last week. Did catch some big ones, to put on the board for the rodeo. But for the most part, going out and fishing redfish like, these guys do, it was kind of tough. But I tell you, Don, earlier in the week, it was just a phenomenal bite. We start to see a lot of white trout showing up around here, around the Shell Beach area, up by the Buff's Ditch, over by the dam, Duluth Canal. A lot of white trout starting to show up. So if you want to, stay inside and not go make that long run and go catch some white trout, just remember, no limit, no size limit. So you could, if he's 10 inches and that's the best one to eat, he could go in a box. So, keep that in mind. Sheephead's been biting good along the long rocks still. If somebody wants to go out there and do that, but I think most of your speckled trout bites today is probably going to be like yesterday. It's going to be tough, but nevertheless, why stay home? Come on down, hook the left at the bridge, and come on down and see us. We got plenty of live shrimp on hand. I think we're going to make everybody today. So hook the left, come see us.
Robbie, any of you guys make trip out to those rigs looking for a few snapper or maybe the wade fishermen out at the islands? Have you got any of those reports this week?
It did really, really well, Don, out there, cut pogies on where old 116 was. It did very, very well with snapper yesterday. So yesterday, you could fish them on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it did really, really good out there yesterday. But earlier in the week, we had some guys go with live croakers, and they went out there and they caught a bunch of mangroves, just tore them up, man. It was good all the way around. They chummed them with cut pogies, got them to the top, and a light tackle, like a trout pole, I guess, a redfish pole, and they caught they smoked those mangroves out there. It was, Cap Mark Munson did it, man. That boy there, he's a good captain, man. That boy goes out there, he knows what he's doing. He put it on him. So, you know, with that said, yeah, he did really well with the snapper, Don.
That's excellent, yeah. I'll tell you, Mark is a top-notch fisherman down there. You got a real good stable full of good guides down there. If people want to book a trip with a guide, I'm sure you can hook them up if they're not familiar. I know I get a lot of people ask me about them, too. Well, Robbie, tell them where to get to you, how to get down there to you. You know, there's only one road leads to Shell Beach, so tell them where it is.
Well, when you cross that drawbridge, hook the left and come on down to the end. Come on down to the end down here. We're waiting on you. We'll get you in the water. We're going to get you parked. We're going to get you live bait. We're going to get you going, tell you where you want to go, where you should go, and what we think you should do, and make it happen.
Well, I'm going to leave it with you on a positive note, Robbie. You got a whole year now to go before you got to deal with RJ again. How about that?
Yep, you're right. That's a positive note.
It is. I'm sure he'll be down there. He'll be down there between now and then. Thanks for the report, Robbie. Really appreciate it. Y'all be safe down there and stay cool.
Stay hydrated, people. Talk to you later.
All right, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina, Shell Beach. Yeah, I got another report of a fisherman actually passing out on the boat. I mean, just boom, hitting the deck. You got to bring that water, those nutrient drinks, you know, the Powerades, the Gatorades, all those kind of things to keep you going. Stay hydrated, people. That's the most important thing. And floppy hats, sunglasses, sunscreen, that's the drill. Easy enough to bring it. All right, we come back after this. We're headed to talk to... Captain, let's see. I'll tell you what, I'm going to check your text messages. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk a little bit later on. Also got Mitch Jurisich coming up with a report, too. But your text messages are next, and also going to tell you some bad news for duck hunters. Don't want to hear it, but it's there. It's the truth. And we're back with it right after this. Talking about catching red snapper with Robbie Campo, and just want to update you on the latest as far as the landings. You know, we have a quota set for the state of Louisiana. Each state has its own quota. 832,493 pounds is what we have been allocated for 2021. And through the first of this month, so this is about 2 weeks ago, we had 529,909. So that's about 63% of the annual quota. So there's still some time to get out there. And, of course, when they get the actual figures in, they will. When it looks like they project we'll reach it, they'll shut it down. And then after the other stats come in, if there's any overage, they'll add that to next year or possibly extend the season into the fall. All right, that's the story on red snapper. Let's talk about ducks. And it's not good. There have been some really poor production on the Canadian prairies and up across the Dakotas, the breeding range. Mallards had really poor production. Blue-winged teal, they have been doing very well in the last few years, so I don't think they will be that badly affected. Green-winged teal nests further up into Canada in the boreal forest where there's probably a little bit better conditions up there, so the green-winged teal will not be affected as badly. Gray ducks, which is really important to Louisiana and down here in Mississippi and Texas, they have been on the increase, and hopefully that will maintain itself, but pintails is really bad news. That were in their prairie Saskatchewan nesting grounds, the conditions were very poor. Widgeon also have been hit pretty hard. They did not fare well. The diving ducks, canvasbacks, is probably going to be down due to poor nesting conditions where they nest in Manitoba and in the Dakotas. Redhead ducks, although they've been increasing over the last few years, looks like there's going to be a reversal of that. Again, the ones that nested up in Canada did okay, but the ones on the prairie had some very dry conditions. Scaup production is probably going to be similar to what we've had in the last few years. Now, the one little bright spot might be those ringnecks, and over the last few years we've seen those showing up quite a bit more. And they also breed in the boreal forest, which is not as dry as in conditions as what they had on the Canadian prairie. So anyway, if you want to learn more about ducks and what happens here in Louisiana with it, Ducks Unlimited is sponsoring a night of conservation on Thursday, August 26th in Covington. It's at what they call the Firehouse Event Center. Free admission. Mike Carlos is going to give a program about the status of ducks and some of the things they're doing here in Louisiana. And I'm sure a lot of you would like to have your opinion heard on what you think is the problem, why the duck hunting in Louisiana and other southern states has been off for so many years, despite the fact that we keep seeing a contradiction The three of the past five status reports from U.S. Fish and Wildlife say that we've got record breeding duck populations. Not so this year, but in the past years they have. But down south, it keeps getting poorer and poorer each year and very disappointing. So I suggest maybe you go to that meeting and have your opinion heard and hear what they have to say, and maybe we can get that turned around. All right, looking at our text message board, I see one here that says, anytime I see softshell crawfish on a menu, that's what I get. Tell us a restaurant that has them on their menu. Well, we have an answer for that. And Frankie D, the king of the tick fall, is up this morning. He's talking about clean water in the tick fall. He's been catching some nice white perch. All right, Frankie, let's go. It's time. I want to go with you. He's the king of the tick fall. Anyway, he mentions Trey Yuen having Tong Cho softshell crawfish for years. And I'm very familiar with that. Trey Yen is Tommy Wong's restaurant. It's located in Mandeville, right up close to the lakefront. And they have had softshell crab. They have a special sauce. Their signature sauce is called Tong Cho. And they actually sell it in containers if you want to get some of that sauce, because it's good on anything. And they have got delicious softshell crawfish. I don't know where he gets his, but whenever I'm there, I usually try to get that. So that might answer your question. Other than that, I don't know of any other restaurants, and I don't know why. But if you check out this week's Bayou Wild TV episode, you'll learn everything and maybe more than you wanted to know about how softshell crawfish are managed and where you can get them. Here's Ed Miller. He's checking in, one of our Alabama listeners. He's got egg, sausage, cheese, biscuits, and a cup of black coffee. Talk about a breakfast of champions. All right, here's one that, David Hubble, Hubble's Hearth. He can make you hungry at any time of the morning. He says he hasn't tried the fried softshell crawfish yet, but he bets they would be good as part of a Bloody Mary or maybe a spinach salad with sensation dressing or pepper jelly vinaigrette. Whew, oh, heck, just make a po' boy with them. Yeah, you can put anything on a French bread. And then we have, the River Rat. He's taking the big rig to Panama City. Be careful headed that way this morning. All right, we come back after this. We'll get to some more of your text messages. Have you ever eaten softshell crawfish? Does anybody go out and harvest them? Is that even possible? Or do you have to get them from a seafood retailer? And what way do you cook them? Text me, 504-260-1870. Also got some other notes to tell you about some events that are coming up in and around your local area. Back with that, you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. The episode we're running on Bayou Wild TV this week deals with softshell crawfish, the history behind them, how they are managed, how they are raised in shedding tanks, how they're processed. And you'll learn a lot of things I'm sure you didn't know if you catch it. Did you know that crawfish actually have a pearl in them? Like an oyster. I didn't realize that until I went out there the other day and up to Ethel and watched it go on at LTE. That's where they do it. Anyway, check it out. It's Bayou Wild TV. Look on our website. You'll find a station, a network, a YouTube listing where you can watch the program each and every week. It's a 30-minute show. I host it along with Martha Spencer when she's not out fishing, which she's doing today offshore on the Southern Catch Outfitters charter boat. And Chris LeCocq is our editor-producer, and I tell you, he's done wonders with that show. It's won five or six Telly Awards, Communicator of the Year Awards, and Louisiana Outdoor Writer Association Excellence in Craft. So check it out and let us know what you think about it. Let us know what you're thinking this morning. Text us at 504-260-1870. You can text instantly into the studio. Want to know, have you ever heard of or tried softshell crawfish? Where do you get them? Do you know a restaurant? We've got some of our listeners looking for places near them where they can find them. I got Justin. We got two Justins texting in this morning. Justin, the duck hunter with the Bayou Region Shooters. They're getting ready to teach another concealed carry class. Justin, why don't you send us a little list on where those classes are held, and we can put that out. Unless you probably fill them up as fast as you offer them. I know you can only take so many, but let us know where those are, because we get a lot of people interested in doing that. The other Justin, he manages what we call the Gentilly Refuge, Wildlife Refuge. He watches the refuge and tells us what's going on. He's got hyperactivity going on this morning. He got birds that were singing all night, butterflies everywhere, and he removed a wasp nest the size of a baseball. Ooh, you got to be careful doing that. You got to get some of that long-distance spray and douse them down with that and then get rid of it. Sorry, wasp, but, if it's between me and red wasp, Boss got to go. All right, right after this pause, going to run down some outdoor activities and events that are coming up you might want to get in on. We'll do that right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I have information on a bass tournament that will be taking place tomorrow. It's the Ascension Area's Angler Bass Club is putting on their qualifying. This is one of the tournaments that you can earn expenses to participate in the Bass Nation Championship and eventually possibly the Bassmaster Classic. It's going to be tomorrow out of Dwaron's Landing, a very, very popular boat launch over there near the basin. All the canals and Bayou Tranquil are in Adams Pits. Those are the off-limits areas. They get started about Safe Light till 3 o'clock. I don't see a registration deadline on here, but it says cash only if registering the morning of the tournament. So you can get in on it tomorrow, show up Safe Light at Dwaron's, and you can take part in that bass tournament. We also have another of the Coastal Conservation Association's annual banquets on tap. This is the Sugar CCA chapter. It'll be at the Cade Community Center. That's on Smead Highway in St. Martinville. Cocktails open up at 5:30, followed by dinner, auction, raffles, door prizes. It's $75 per person. That does include a one-year membership to CCA. And don't forget to get that star ticket if you're going to be fishing between now and Labor Day, which is a fast approaching, but still time to get in there and cash in on some big prizes. If they don't give away that that Michelob boat, they're gonna, if somebody doesn't win it, they're going to draw for it at the October banquet. So that's a shot at a boat no matter what before you even catch a fish. Anyway, we've got them scheduled throughout the summer and heading into the early fall, and we'll keep you up to date on when and where those are taking place. I also want to invite you to come share happy hour with our Bayou Wild TV crew on Mondays at Southside Cafe in Slidell. We did our inaugural appearance this past Monday. Had a great time. Thanks for all of you who showed up out there. And we do have some gift cards and prizes when you come out and register to win. But the real treat, get to enjoy some of that great food at Southside Cafe. And also some liquid libations. We'll be out there next on, not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, August 23rd, 4 to 6 p.m., myself, Captain Martha Spencer, Chris Lecoq, our Bayou Wild TV crew, and you could end up on a Bayou Wild TV episode. One more thing I want to mention before we get to the break. Alabama Artificial Reef Program got some money from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. It was called the Gulf Environmental Benefit Fund, and they were using those criminal fines. They're going to put them to good use. They're going to expand the artificial reefs. They're expanding the 6 to 9 mile reef zone. They had 30 square miles. They're expanding it by 23 square miles, which is considerable, and that's near Gulf Shores and Fort Morgan, and another 24 square mile area offshore of Orange Beach that's only 8 to 15 miles offshore. So that's some very good news for fishermen who like to catch the snapper, triggerfish, and all those other reef fish. And that's in conjunction with the Alabama Artificial Reef Program and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So congratulations to Alabama putting that money to very good use. All right, right after this, when we come back, we're going to head out west. Hackberry, rod and gun, we're going to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel and find out what the fishing's like in the Big Lake, Calcasieu area. We're back with that right after this timeout. And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk. No, not that Captain Kirk. The Captain Kirk that resides out at Hackberry Rod and Gun. And he joins us now, Captain Kirk Stansel, with a report from southwest Louisiana. Captain Kirk, I've been watching you guys' dock shot pictures this week, and you got a pretty good mix there, speckled trout and reds. And I'm telling you, some of those reds are really pushing it. You got some bulls going on over there.
Oh, yeah, it's that time of year. There's a bunch of bulls. The trout fishing's been really good, except for the last couple of days. For some reason, trout bite's been off. But it's been off the chart good. I mean, limits, you know, it's been real good. And a lot of trout, you know, decent size, a lot of 16 to 20-inch fish. And the main pattern is fishing up and down along the ship channel, fishing points and ledges, and, you know, with mainly live bait. And the better fish are coming off finger mullet, Carolina rigging, and fishing the bottom of finger mullet.
Are those mullet available at the bait shops, or do you have to bring your cast net?
No, sir. Yep. Bring a cast net. You know, first thing in the morning, you know, we'll go out, you know, find a point or a drain or something, and then, you know, cast net. It usually doesn't take long to catch, you know, 100, 200 mullet.
And what's your favorite way to hook a mullet?
I hook him through the nose from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you asked that question. You know, a lot of people want to tail hook them. I have way better results with nose hooking them.
Mm-hmm.
I like a 2 or 3 out hook, a kale hook.
Mm-hmm. And what size mullet do you find is best to put on there? You like the real big ones or the mediums?
No, finger mullet. You know, mm-hmm. you know, 3-4 inches. You know, you'll catch bigger fish on, let's say, a 5 or 6 inch mullet. But you know, for numbers, you want those smaller ones.
Yeah, and stay away from the sharks and other trash fish too. Because
there's been plenty of sharks. You know, and then you're going to have been plenty of those. And then right now we have a lot of ladyfish and trash fish around. And that's why, you know, they just, you know, shrimp hits the water and they're going to hit it quick. We're having better results along with channel fishing the live shrimp on the bottom instead of with the popping cork.
If somebody just got a hankering to go get tie into one of those big old bull reds, where would you say is the best place, most likely place to find them?
From Cameron south along the ship channel, the jetties, a point where the tide hits a point, you know, they'll be out a little bit deeper, say in a 12, 15 foot of water. But you'll catch some of them up on the ledge. But if you don't catch a bull, just get you a mullet, crack crab, you know, something like that, and go out there and fish the bottom.
You know, I was off the Mississippi coast earlier this week, and we witnessed one of those bull redfish frenzies. I'm talking maybe, I don't know, 75 to 100 redfish, just the water looking red, and the birds on top of them, you know, as they drive the bait up. Boy, what a sight to behold. And you got to be careful. Keep your fingers and toes in the boat when you go by there.
You're right. Yeah, it's that time of year where they're going to be schooling up, getting ready for their spawn, and, you know, they're feeding on the menhaden or the pogies that are coming in. And if you get a calm day, where they're doing that here as well, you know, just just get offshore a little bit and just cruise, and you'll find them.
Well, you guys sure deserve a good season because you've been plagued with so much fresh water coming in from the rivers, and then of course you had storm surges. How's the salinities down there this year? That's got to be one of the factors that's contributing to y'all enjoying a good year.
We're finally getting some salt water here in the last 2 weeks. It's been fresh water all year long. You know, we caught fish, you know, plenty of trout in it, not many redfish. Now, we're just starting to see redfish the last couple of weeks. It's been a tough year for redfish for us.
Yeah, well, you're not the only ones. Everybody else is saying the same thing. But, yes, in the last week or a few days, it's really been picking up, and that's some good news. How about those little birds with the blue wings? Spot any of those? We had that little
I've got my eyes peeled. They'll be showing up here soon. We'll be seeing them. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
You're going to start some trickling on down.
But, all right, Captain Kirk, anything else you want to add?
No.
Any other news you want to break?
I don't have any news to break. Doggone it. If I did, I'd break it.
Yeah, what else can you want? You got it all in paradise over there. Well, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and check on room availability and getting on the boat and fishing out there and maybe even looking ahead to the teal season, tell them how to get a hold of you.
All right, Don, it's toll-free. It's 888-762-3391, and the web address is Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out the word and, you know, and they can look at that live cam, the live feed you were talking about on the intro.
Right. Well, I tell you, you're growing. You're getting to have a fan club, man. You've been in demand. People want to know, where's Captain Kirk? I said, we got him coming.
Okay. All right. Well,
y'all try to have fun over there.
Well, that's the name of the game. That's making memories and having fun.
Absolutely. Thanks for the report, Kirk. We'll see you next time.
All right, Don. Good talking to you.
All right, Captain Kirk Stansel of the Stansel Brothers, Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of our favorite places to visit. Got a trip planned over there in the fall. We'll tell you more about that later. But right now, we're going to take this quick break as we kind of head for places where no man's gone before. But we're going to go where plenty of people have been. I'm talking about Grand Isle. Darrell Carpenter's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I'm looking at the live color weather radar, and Daryl Carpenter, I'm looking at, looks like two twin storms, one on each side of Grand Isle, maybe a little bit west of you. Are you underneath that stuff?
See, the first, I mean, just while you had me on hold just now, the first bolt of lightning came out of it just now. It looked like over by Fouchon. But it's our typical summertime morning thunderstorms. You know, sometimes you have to change where you're going. You know, you have to change plans for your first stop in the morning, or sometimes you just have to sit and wait an hour for them to kind of peter out or figure out where they're going to be. And then, you know, then we're on to fishing again, you know.
You know, Daryl, they ought to call Grand Isle first town. You guys are first for everything. You're first to get the speckled trout turned on, but y'all first to get the storms in the morning. I'm telling you, it's incredible. But whenever storms start brewing early on Saturday mornings, the first place normally to get it is Grand Isle before the other places. Hopefully you'll be the first one to get them over with.
We love it when they line up and down that Mississippi River because it keeps that sun off of us for a couple of hours in the morning.
Speaking of that, you had some customers this week that kind of weren't really well prepared enough for the heat, huh? What's some good advice you can give people? Because these are those dog days of summer we talk about.
Right, right. And, I mean, it's been hot. Now, fortunately, the last couple of days we've had a little more cloud cover, a little more rain. So it's kept some – in fact, I've noticed the water temperature has dropped from out of the low 90s into now the mid-80s. So we've had some cooler days, but if you got to get out there in this heat, I mean, just now this wasn't the situation in this case. He just had an incident, but you know, number one, hold off on the drinking the night before, unless it's water and Gatorade or Pedialyte, and then you know just hydrate well, and you know the biggest thing, because I could see this thing coming, and the guy just kept denying it. Is be, especially when you're on a charter boat, man, be honest with your captain. If you've got some kind of a medical issue that might affect it, or you know, tell them how you're feeling. Nobody wants to cut that trip short. But trust me, this individual didn't want to start having those seizures he was having and have to leave my boat in an ambulance either. So, you know, just kind of be honest with them and let them know. And, you know, us as captains probably just need to pay a little bit more attention to it and try to spot it a little bit early. But, you know, we were catching fish every cast. We had that peak in the middle of the week where it just seems like everybody had limits, and the fish were coming every cast, and nobody wants to be the guy who poo-poos on that party, you know.
Well, that's good news on the speckled trout down there. Now, redfish had been a little bit sluggish. Is that finally starting to pick up in your area?
Oh, that's picking up big time, Don. As typical for August, we're seeing some of them on the beach mixed in with the trout. So out on those coastal areas, we're seeing a lot of redfish mixed in with them, which we typically do in August. But some of my other captains who have been running further to the north, you know, on the customer-requested redfish trip, they're now reporting that we have a whole flock of redfish that are starting to move north to south. They're now coming down around the St. Mary's Point area and so forth. They're following that white shrimp crop down. So, you know, of course, typical Grand Isle, we're always last with the white shrimp. We don't have any white shrimp down here, but because they're all up in the marsh that we don't have anymore. But those shrimp are starting to move down to where they'll be here in the next week or two. And when you start finding those shrimp, when you hit those areas where you got those birds, when you hit those areas where you've got just shrimp busting all over the top of the water, that's where you need to start doing your red fishing, because that big school of fish is following those shrimp down toward the marsh.
Daryl, I know you used to do a good bit of offshore fishing, and I had the pleasure of being on a really successful tarpon trip this week off the Mississippi Gulf Coast. How is the Louisiana tarpon fishermen doing? Have you talked to any of the guys, seen them around the marinas, or got any reports of how many are out there rolling? This is the prime time of year for them.
Well, Don, you know, the problem we have, I guess the problem that I have with giving you any kind of report like that is Sand Dollar Marina was where they all, because they all ran from Grand Isle toward the mouth of the river in that flat, that West Delta flat out there in the Gulf. And when Sand Dollar sold, and it's been under renovation all year, those tarpon guys haven't been there. I haven't seen them on the water. We were over there the other day. We were over in that West Delta area the other day, and I didn't see any tarpon, but I also didn't see any tarpon boats. Now, it was a day it was questionable. We might not should have been there with the weather that was around us. So I don't have a whole lot of good reports on that. Didn't see any roll. It was dead calm in between the thunderstorms. So, you know, had they been there, I should have been able to see them. But, you know, maybe now that the new sand dollar is up and running and they're getting fully functional, you know, maybe I'll start seeing a few of them show up. I'll be able to have some reports for you. But it's something that I've lost touch with since they kind of lost their base of operation for the year.
I got you. What about mangrove snapper? Anybody being able to run out to some of the close-in rigs around there and catch some, maybe
actually,
even red snapper mixed in?
Right. Actually, just like the reports that I gave you on the trout, that we had a real surge come the middle of the week when our tides and everything got just right. Same thing happened with mangroves. I mean, just it seemed like the middle of the week this week, it just everything just exploded. And, of course, there's still a whole lot of lemonfish being caught. I mean, I'm hearing when one shows up, they're in the mood now that where five of them show up.
Boy, that's great news, too. Those lemonfish are fine fish. All right, realscreamers.com. You can find him on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And if you want to call him on the phone and book a trip down the Grand Isle area, he can even help you find some accommodations. What's the phone number, Darryl?
225-937-6288.
All right, be safe. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk next week.
And I'm looking at that storm. It's getting big.
Let it pass. All right, there we go. That's what you got to do. You got to play around the storms this time of year in the Gulf. All right, we're coming back with our...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Number two, right after this. All right, coming up this hour, of course, we got our Bad Boys of the Outdoors feature, an international smuggler of eels. We'll tell you that story about the Eel King. Also, live reports with Brian Lambert from Cajun Fishing Adventures. Captain Eric Mohabarak's going to join us for the Paddler's Report. We'll also talk to Captain Mike Gallo, get his Born on the Bayou report. And hopefully we'll make contact with Mitch Jurisich at Delta Marina, get a little recap on what went on at the 71st Annual Empire Tarpon Rodeo at his marina. Also got a frog rodeo going on right now as we speak. We'll talk more about that. But also I got some text messages coming in at 504-260-1870. Some of our regular listeners with handles are checking in, like the Mad Trucker. Dixie George, he's sitting at the porch on Dixie Ranch. He says, close your eyes and you see how beautiful this world can be. You want to thank God for it. Can't get much better. Yeah, I was watching the sunrise at Dixie Ranch Hunting Club. Not a bad way to spend your Saturday morning. Here's one. We're talking about the soft-shell crawfish. That's the topic of Bayou Wild's episode this week on Bayou Wild TV. And we're asking you, have you ever tried them? Do you have a recipe? Here's one from, this was from Big Mike at Bayou Liberty. He said Pearl River was down. He picked up three dozen soft-shell crawfish on Oil Well Road They were delicious. I was told by Alvin Frierson the pearl is a calcium deposit. He was a real, I think you meant to say a real turkey hunter. He said he was a real turkey, and he used to run the swamp. Yeah, you're exactly right. On a soft-shell crawfish, the calcium that is used to harden the shell when it's in the soft stage is actually located up near the head, and it's a little white pearl, and it's made of calcium, and then it actually dissipates and hardens the body. But you have to remove that, or it'd be like a BB in a duck breast. It might break a tooth on it. So if you got a soft-shell crawfish, and I guess you got to, if you're going to harvest them, you got to come along just at the right moment, because they don't stay soft for long, and you got to find them. You'll see this on the episode. They turn sideways and then just kind of start kicking, and they actually peel their way out of their old shell, and then they're soft and leathery until they harden again. And when they come out, they're bigger. That's how they grow. They grow, outgrow their shell and make a new one. Here's David's back with us, Hubble. He says he was reading a 30-year-old article on soft-shell crawfish that stated at one time there were 200 soft-shell crawfish producers in Louisiana, Texas, and Florida. Any idea how many producers are around today? Just curious. I only know of one, and that was at LTE up in Ethel, Louisiana, the one that we featured. I don't know of anywhere else. There were a couple that I did run into, but it seems like it's a very hard, labor-intensive business, and the supply, you don't see them on restaurant menus. I guess the supply is not there, but I promise you the demand is. All right, here's a message coming in from Nan and Weave. They're fishing flounder in Mississippi. It's been a slow night. Well, hope that changes for you, Weave, and thank you and Amy for coming to our little appearance over at Southside Cafe in Slidell this past Monday. Really enjoyed seeing you. And a very special thank you for that excellent wood carving job you did on that woodcock. That is now hanging right here in St. Hubert's Cathedral, and thank you again so much for it. And good luck on the flounder trip. All right, we come back after this. Let's get to talk to Captain Mike Gallo. He's Angling Adventures of Louisiana. He's been working over the redfish in the Biloxi Marsh and other things. We'll get to those things in 3 minutes right after this quick timeout. Well, you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And that is the tune you, the audience, voted the most appropriate for this guy, Captain Mike Gallo. We call him the forensic fisherman sometime. Captain Mike, how you been doing, my friend? I think you've been working over redfish in the Biloxi Marsh, but that's what the little birds tell me anyway. Is that true?
Yeah, Don, I find the red fishing to be more consistent in August than the trout fishing. So over the years, my clientele have sort of, you know, go with the sure thing, and that's red fishing in the Biloxi Marsh.
And what's the method y'all use this week? What baits were you throwing, and what part of the ponds or area were you fishing?
Well, our strategy is to fish ponds early in the morning, and then as the sun comes up and heats the water up, we move into some of the deeper bayous, and you have to realize that deep can be 3 feet. When you're thinking about, you know, compared to a pond that's maybe 1 foot deep. But anyway, as that water warms up, we seem to be more productive in fishing the bayous where there's some current going past points and things like that. And we fished a variety of ways this week. A lot of matrix shad, either under a popping cork or on a number four spinner. We also were using the matrix craw rigged weedless, sort of like a bass fisherman rigs a worm. That was the main ways that we did it early in the week. Later in the week, as the tide started to drop off a little bit, it seemed that the reliable shrimp under a cork was as productive as the plastics. We had some children come in, and we set them up with the shrimp under a cork, and if the kid catches three and his dad catches one, before you know it, dad's fishing shrimp under a cork also.
Yes, it doesn't take long to turn them around. Mike, your job as a charter captain is to put your clients on fish and help them and demonstrate for them to catch fish, and by any means possible, depending on the bait. But if Mike Gallo just went out there and he was all alone and he wanted to fish with his favorite bait for redfish, what would it be?
Ooh. That would depend. I like the worm. I like the Texas rigged worm or matrix craw for a variety of reasons. I can rig it with a fairly heavy bullet sinker. A lot of times I'm using 3/8 or even 1/2 ounce, and that's simply so that I can cast it a long distance. And you're only in 12 to 14 inches of water, so I don't think rate of fall is very important. But I can cast it a good distance. It's weedless. I can throw it in the grass. I can throw it up on shore and drag it slowly down into the water. So it's pretty versatile. That would probably be my favorite.
Yeah, I kind of thought you were going there. You know, I don't know if my memory serves me correctly. I mean, I've fished with you so many times in that marsh and other places. Have you ever, are you starting to catch bass that far out, or is that pretty much limited to the Biloxi Marsh areas that are closer to the Mr. Go and the Chef area where it's a lot more fresh water there?
No, I have been catching some bass in the Biloxi Marsh. Now, when I think of the Biloxi Marsh, I sort of think of it as in three sections. So if you go in Bayou Biloxi, you don't go in too very far, and you can hang a hard right, and that's the southwest branch of the Biloxi Marsh. And to me, that's the southern section of the whole marsh. In that
right.
section, I'm catching bass. From that section east towards Bay Maroon, I call that the middle ground, and then I have the eastern edge. But I'm catching bass in that southern portion, anywhere south of Bayou Biloxi and the southwest branch. Had a trip last week with some guys that come in for 4 days, and we caught 7 bass during the 4 days that we were really concentrating on redfish, but they did catch 4 bass and a single flounder during the time that they were redfishing.
So the southern end, the middle, are probably the two prime areas where you'll catch more flounder, but maybe an occasional one out on that western end or northern, eastern end or northern end, whatever you want to call
right.
it.
Right. I just think there's saltier water on that eastern end. We've been having incoming
right.
tides in the morning, so that would probably push those bass, you know, towards where there's fresher water, stuff that they're more used to.
Mm-hmm. Mike, when I was out on the Mississippi coast fishing this week, the two guys, we got to talking about triple tail, and they said that they do pretty well on them. And one thing I noticed, there was not a single crab trap float in that whole area that we covered. So I asked him, I said, well, how do you locate them? Do you just look for them free swimming? He says, no, they go to the poles and the pilings. And even though you don't see them on top like you would underneath a crab float, if you drop a bait straight down there and jig it, that's where you'll find them. Sometimes they're down low in the water on those poles. Have you seen any triple tail this year?
I've yet to see a triple tail. We had, for us, in Louisiana, in our area, shrimp season opened on Monday. So the crabbers generally pull all of their traps out of Lake Bourne in preparation for there being quite a number of shrimp boats. So there wasn't as many crab floats to look at, but I have found them along the poles. We used to fish them along the can buoys, and the poles marking the intercoastal waterway in Lake Bourne heading east towards Mississippi and the channel. You know, the extension of the intercoastal waterway, which is in Lake Bourne.
You know, Mike, I'm hearing this, I guess it's a theory at this point from more and more people, that as more and more freshwater diversions, we've had a lot of heavy rain, we've had a lot of spillway openings over the past 5 years, that speckled trout population is starting to move to the east. They're catching a lot better trout in Mississippi coastal waters as well as Alabama, fish that they had never seen before. Now, they don't get the numbers still like we have, but there's some big fish there. What is your thoughts on that? Are we seeing a trout migration to the east?
I've heard that same theory. I just think we have the habitat, and when our salinity returns, you got to realize we've had spillway openings 4 of the last 5 years. Now, we didn't have one this year, and we did have some pretty good trout fishing early in the spring. There's plenty of 10, 11, 11.5-inch trout in the area right now. So by the fall, all of those fish will probably be legal size. So I think we'll have a very good fall fishing. And if the tables were turned, where 4 out of 5 years we don't have a spillway opening, I think our trout fishing would be right back to where it was prior to having as many spillway openings as we had.
No doubt. The basin is a dynamic area, and it's constantly changing, and the species within it are doing the same thing. Well, Mike, thanks so much for the chat this morning. Good luck to you guys fishing today. And if you would, give people the contact info to find you. I know we got you on my website. Beautiful picture, but we probably got to update it, and maybe I'll get to do that soon. But until then, tell them how to find you on your site and the phone number.
If it's a beautiful picture, you sure it's not my wife? Can't be me.
It is you.
It must be an old picture. Anyway,
not unless Jacqueline's lost a lot of hair lately.
Oh, let's not go there. Anyway, you can find me. You can find me on aaofla.com or on Facebook under Angling Adventures. You can reach us by telephone at 985-781-7811, and we'll be glad to help anybody that calls or emails.
Gotcha. You know, I was reviewing some video yesterday, and I ran across some video that I shot with you and Jacqueline quail hunting up there in Poplarville. We got to do that again. That was a very fun day.
She likes to do that. She's actually going shooting today. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, we might do that. Gets us some cooler weather. We'll be happy
That's
to do
what
that.
We need. That's what we need. All right, try to stay cool, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks again for the report, as always.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. Coming up next, if you like to paddle for your fish, well, we got a guy that does it on a regular basis. His name is Captain Eric Mohabarak, and kayaks is his game. We're back with his report after this timeout. All right, you like to go stroking for your fish? Or actually, they got pedal models now. You can pedal for your fish. We got a special report for you. It's with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in Mid-City of New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also in Covington. And Captain Eric Mohabarak hangs out there pretty frequently. He's with the Louisiana Kayak Company. Eric, what's going on over at Massey these days? You been over there lately?
Oh, man, they getting all kinds of stuff in for sure. I was there this week, actually. I swung by Tuesday. They got a new shipment of the Garmin fish finders in there. And if they don't have the one you want, they can order any model you want. They also got a big shipment of the Marin bikes, all styles from mountain bikes to cruisers to English racers, or racers, I should say, road bikes. And they still got some Hobies left. They're expecting a shipment of those guys coming in. They're also expecting another shipment of Natives. Jackson's got some boats in there right now. And also, what's the other one? I can't remember. but anyway, they got a pile of stuff going on over there, Don. So they are also looking for employees. So if somebody's going to college at Tulane or Loyola, needs a part-time job or wants a full-time job, check them out, and they're hiring actually at all locations too.
Yeah, that's a great job to have. You get to talk fishing all day long as well as move merchandise. Check them out, Massey's. All right, I gave you an assignment last time we talked about the Point of Shen boat launch, special kayak launch going on. What'd you find out?
Yeah, well, I talked to Chris Macaluso, and he sent me some information on what he had, and there wasn't much on it. I do know that they're opening up 5 public pier locations, from what I read, and they're going to open up 1 boat launch. I believe it's going to have a 30-foot wide back down ramp with a kayak launch. It's going to be right off the highway there, going down towards Point of Shen in the management area. And that's kind of about all I really found out about it, and I don't know much more about it. So that's kind of all I got, you know.
Well, it's good news that it's underway, and it's going to be absolutely free to the public. A great spot. I know the kayakers love that place. It puts you into some prime area very quickly. Now, you and the King Brody, and for people who don't know King Brody, that is your darling son, you guys went crabbing. What happened when y'all went out crabbing?
Man, we woke up early in the morning, drove down to the island, and we put out the nets. We put out 8 nets, actually. I didn't even put out the whole dozen. And we ended up catching 50 crabs. It's real simple to do, Don. I highly recommend it. for the people who don't have access to the water, kayak, boat, or whatever, to get out there. It's something that the whole family can do. Single parents can actually do it also. It's very easy. You don't need fancy nets to do it. You can just take two poles and a string and tie some strings off with some turkey nets or chicken wings or whatever and scoop them with a net. But we had a blast on from we stayed to finish the nets at 6:30 in the water. We picked them up at 10:30 and left off the island. And we had 50 crabs. It was outstanding. The king ruled the nets, of course, and came home and cooked them up and had a blast, man. And I highly recommend that. This is a great time of year to do that. It's something the kids can do easy. It's easy on the parents, you know, and get an early start and beat that heat out there and stay hydrated.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, 50 crabs, that's over four dozen crabs. If you went to buy them, you'd need to get a loan to pay for them, is the price of crabs. So y'all did very, very well. Give me some fishing info, maybe down by Hopedale and what's going on there and maybe some other places.
They've been actually catching some good redfish off that spoil canal over there and them ponds right there. It's fairly close to the marina right there where them ponds are. They've been doing really good, actually, catching some redfish on a lot of weedless stuff, you know, the craws, the worm, the jerk baits. If you can, you know, keep a spoon on just to throw it in when they got a line of grass that you can throw along it. But it's really weedy back there, so, you know, you're going to need something that's weedless. But they've been doing pretty good, and like I said, man, this time of year, get out there early, you know, fish a couple hours, pick up, get out. Ain't no sense in the middle of the day sitting out there frying like an egg, you know, and because bad things can happen, you know.
Eric, before you go, somebody texted me and wanted to know, where do you conduct your guided trips with the kayaks?
Anywhere from Myrtle Grove to Venice on off of Highway 23. I kind of base out of Happy Jack. But my main fishing, depending on the time of year, like right now I'm fishing down in anywhere from Buras to Venice area. Been spending a little time in Venice right now because it seems that the fish have been a little bit better down that way.
Gotcha. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call.
Yeah. Yeah. Don, real quick, I just wanted to say there was a rumor going around with Rod the Bull. It is not canceled. I talked to Red Thrasher the other day. So it is not canceled. It's still going on. But you can get in touch with me on Facebook. Go ahead.
No, go with your Facebook page.
I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of people look forward to that. The Facebook page is The Louisiana Kayak Company, and I'm also on Instagram, The Louisiana Kayak Company, or you can just call me 504-313-8292, or you can find me on Don Dubuque, The Outdoors Guy.
All right. Very good news on that Ride the Bull. That's coming up in a couple weeks, 28th, I believe.
Yeah.
They're still taking registrations, correct?
Yes, sir. They sure are.
All right, get signed up. It's the world's largest kayak tournament. All right, thanks for the report, Eric. I hope you enjoyed those crabs, man. That's some great summertime eating right there.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, that's good belly food. Y'all be good,
Talk
all
to
right?
you next time. Okay, buddy, talk to you next time. All right, when we come back after this, we found our bad boy this week internationally. interesting story. We call him the king of the illegal glass eels, but he's no longer king. He's been dethroned. We're back with the bad boy of the outdoor story right after this. All right, checking our live text message board. It says, morning, Don. The backstrap stacker checking in from Clark County, Alabama. All this soft-shell crawfish talk is making me hungry up at the camp cutting grass today. Yeah, I got to get those camps ready. Hunting season's not that far away. We also have the Convent Hunting Club checking in. They ran the pack of dogs last weekend at 5 in the morning in a little honey hole not far from the pens. The dogs did great. Lots of jumps, some nice long runs, and, of course, the sweet sound of hounds. We try and pick them up before it gets hot, and since they run the dogs year-round, we have much better hunts at the beginning of hunting season than if we let them sit in the pen all summer. That's a good tip. Plus, the dogs know exactly what to do and how to react to our calls and commands. As always, the females are leading the pack. That's not just in beagles either. But we do have a young male that's learning just how powerful his nose is. And it's a comment. Eric cracks him up. He can never get your website right. he does that for effect. It's intentional to make sure you listen intently. Yeah, right. All right, we'll be back with more of those. But right now it's time for our Bad Boys of the Outdoors. After we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. King Shung Chan, also known as Nelson, don't know why, but he is. He's a permanent resident of Hong Kong, and he waived his right to be indicted and pleaded guilty in Bridgeport, Connecticut, federal court to one count of attempted smuggling of glass eels from the United States. I'll give you a little background on glass eels. There's a strong foreign demand for the export of live juvenile American glass eels. They're commonly called elvers, and they're sent to large eel farms in mainland China where the baby eels are raised to adult size for human consumption. Along our Atlantic coast, commercially harvested glass eels is legal to sell only in two states, South Carolina and Maine, under a heavily regulated quota system. Over the last few years, the legal price for glass eels has generally fluctuated, now get this number, between $3,000 and $5,000 per kilogram. Kilogram being 2.2 pounds, so you're looking at about somewhere around $2,500 a pound maximum. That's pretty steep. As a result, the illegal harvest and sale of glass eels has damaged the populations to the point of being classified now as an endangered. This past April, Mr. Chan paid undercover officers posing as fishermen $29,500 for $86,000 worth of illegally caught eels. He was apprehended at JFK Airport, where he arranged shipment back to Hong Kong. In pleading guilty, Chan admitted that in 2017, he illegally smuggled 103 kilograms of glass eels valued at approximately $340,000 from the U.S. to Hong Kong. Those glass eels got to be some tasty, huh? Well, since then, he's been detained, and he was arrested and is scheduled to be sentenced by U.S. District Judge Michael Shea on September 30th, where he'll be facing a maximum term of imprisonment of 10 years and a fine of up to $250,000. His 30-year-old King Shung Chan, a.k.a. Nelson, of Hong Kong, of the People's Republic of China, our bad boy of the outdoors, and soon to be the dethroned king of glass eels. That might be our first international bad boy ever. All right, we come back after this. Ryan Lambert joins us, going to get some fishing info from Plaquemines Parish after this time out. And that guy we call the Plastic Man sitting there with a big smile on his face because that Mississippi River has dropped below 4 feet and may be still going. Captain Ryan, you happy with the river situation right now?
I'm very happy with the river situation, my friend. Fall and turning green, the fish are biting. Bull reds everywhere, speckled trout, this is good. And speckled trout is still full of eggs. That's weird, huh?
Yeah, it is. That's kind of a late spawn, but... You know, I guess it's just what it is, what it is. What side river y'all been working?
Both sides right now. When the river comes down, it's on. You know, it's they're out by the beach and they're all on the islands on the east side. I mean, it's been good. And a lot of this time of year is really famous for the bull reds. So a lot of people want to catch those bull reds. So we out doing that. But us, we like those nice trout.
Yes, indeed. I remember that trip we had with Miss Louisiana on the bull reds, and it just kind of reminds me, people that are not accomplished or veteran fishermen, and have never really done it before. I can see why their choice is going to be a bull redfish over speckled trout.
Well, a lot of people from Florida come in, they love those big reds, and their limit's one, so they don't keep them anyhow, but they come and they want to fight those big reds, and everything's coming around. They got triple tails and cobias and mangrove snappers. The snappers on the weekend. I mean, everything is on now. It's going to be a great fall. Teal season coming. They showing up already. I'm down in Mexico right now getting my eye right.
Oh, you're in Mexico right now.
Oh, yeah. We white wing hunting. We're on the way to a hunt right now. It's been unbelievable. I sent you a little video earlier. I texted you one. So it's I've never seen so many.
Yeah,
I've been hunting
down
here a long time.
I know. You send me those videos. You send me those videos that depress me. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, well, you know, tell people how that works down there with the white wings. You know, I think it's a great relationship that Mexico and Louisiana sportsmen share. You know, they make sure that travel down there is safe and that, you know, everything's, you know, appropriate for people to go down there. But at the same time, it's very beneficial to their country that you guys conduct business down there.
Yeah, there's no work opportunity here, to say the least. And, you know, the government wants the tourism, so they – you know, there's army bases all around where we're at, and, you know, there's oil fields here. So it's a real important area in Tamaulipas. So we come here and we drive right in, and the white wings, there's probably 15 to 17 million of them right now. I mean, it's impressive. I mean, I self-imposed limit at 100 birds, and when I quit, I just sit there in awe. I mean, they just keep coming and coming. It's so pretty. Yeah, by the time you get home, the teal don't have a chance.
Yeah, you sharpen your eye and your aim. You know, as far as what happens to those birds, you might want to talk about that too.
Oh, we eat them, and you know, as soon as you get to the gate, whoever rancher we hunt their ranch, they sitting there waiting with the big old bags. They want some, and you know, nothing goes to waste, especially during duck season. When we come back, they got little kids with buckets and grandmas with wagons. They want them all. You know, we can't bring them home still because of that avian flu nonsense. But nothing goes to waste here. That's why I don't like hunting Argentina. They leave them in the field. Nothing stays in the field here because, you know, they don't have a lot of chance for protein here. So, you know, tortillas is not protein, so people really enjoy getting the birds, and we eat a lot at the lodge, too. We had some dove poppers last night. We have fried dove and dove poppers again tonight. The food is awesome, and we're having a great time.
Have y'all had any problem getting shells? I know you like to stock up and order them, and, boy, I tell you, it's been problematic finding shotgun shells this year.
Well, not here. We buy them by the container load, so we have a lot of shells, to say the least, but we have a giant room that's just solid cases of shells, so we have that. But at home, oh my gosh, you know, I bought cases for my customers that shoot 12 gauge can make sure they have them, but 20 gauge is really difficult to find. You know, I could find some 7/8 ounce shot, but I like to shoot a 1 ounce. You know, I probably got 10 cases that ought to get me through. And so I'll be all right, but, you know, just having enough for customers is going to be difficult this year, but we'll be all right.
All right. All sounds good. Well, if somebody wants to get information on Nole Hase and also the Cajun Fishing Adventures, are they both listed on the Cajun Fishing's website, or is there a separate website for Nole Hase?
No, Nole Hase is so exclusive. You know, you have to come with me down here. You know, it's the owners, it's just exclusive. It's really hard to get in, but, you know, I take 5 groups a year down myself. So if you want to go, just contact me. You know, you go to CajunFishingAdventures.com to check out, you know, the fishing and hunting in Louisiana. And, you know, if you want to call me, you know, my cell phone is 504-559-5111. And I think I got a couple of trips left in February. I think I might have 6 spots. So this is full. At home is just about full. Whistle book. It's going to be a great fall. It's going to be really good.
That's very good. Glad to hear it. You know, they can call me, and I'll give them the password. You know, that secret password you got to get through. I can
you
fix gotta
them come up. Down here. We're just going to have to find a way to get you down from Sunday to Wednesday, and that way you can come down so you won't miss the show.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list for sure. All right, Captain Ryan, enjoy it. Y'all knock down some doves. Have a good time there, and we'll see you when you get home.
Good, brother. We'll see you.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, man for all seasons. He does it all. All right, we come back after this. I promise you I'll tell you about an uplifting story, and boy, have I got one for you. It was a hunt of a lifetime trip, and we were filming it to document it for Bayou Wild Television. I'll tell you how that went when we come back right after this quick 3-minute pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, wrapping up our final text messages, Lafayette Yacka wants to know if I'm headed to ride the bull. He wants to know how many biscuits and boudin to bring. All I can tell you is a definite maybe. My plans are up in the air, but hey, count me in. I'm sure it won't go to waste if you have a little extra. All right, here's somebody says, soft-shell crawfish, always wanted them, never had them, know anywhere to get them. Look up LTE on Louisiana Direct Seafood. You can find them there. They'll ship them to you direct. And if you watch Bayou Wild TV episode, we've also got a mention of it there. Question wants to know, when you reach 80, do you need a fishing license? It depends on when you made 60. Some people are grandfathered in. For $50, seniors can get a lifetime license to last for the rest of their life. I think if you get it on by the year, it's like $5 if you buy it each year. For now, and that's subject to change. All right, we also have somebody that prefers soft-shell shrimp, which we haven't talked about. I like the soft-shell crawfish, but didn't like the batter. Well, that's easy enough. Change batter. There's a lot of different kinds of batter. All right, I was telling you about my fishing trip with Tanner Kelm. Tanner is 20 years old. A couple years ago, he was diagnosed with a very rare bone cancer disease, which is terminal. He's in remission right now. Things are going pretty good. We work with an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime. It's a nonprofit that grants hunts or fishing trips of a lifetime to terminally ill young people. And his choice, he lives in Wisconsin, was to come down here to the Gulf Coast and catch a tarpon. And, you know, I've been working in this business for a long time, and I can't tell you how generous people are that are fishing guides and marina operators. And Jeremy McHugh with Stillwater Fishing Charters said, I'll put up the trip. Ronnie Daniels, a Fisherman's Guide Service in Mississippi, put up the lodging, and we all met down there at the lodge on Monday evening, went out Tuesday morning, and it was just one of those days. We hooked four tarpon, which I've never done in one day. Tanner reeled in three of the four. One got off. The biggest one we estimated to be at 180 pounds. In addition to that, Tanner got to experience the old Jack Crevel, a heck of a fight. But even beyond that, the sights we saw, we caught bull redfish in a feeding frenzy, and we caught dolphin, probably 50 or 60, in a breeding frenzy. We captured all of this on video, interviews with Jason, his dad, and Jeremy, and what a fantastic ending to the day, and what a story and memory Tanner Kelm will return to Wisconsin with. At least for that one day, fishing out in the Gulf with those people who ever since will all be tied as friends, he didn't have to be worried or concerned about his health condition. That was the least of his worries, and it was made possible by this organization called Hunt of a Lifetime. We work with them on sponsorship, and I have had people who have contacted me, very generous people. If you have access to some hunting or fishing, maybe something that some child in this country who is terminally ill would like to do for their lifetime trip, contact me, and I'll put you in touch with them and match them up. I've already had some of you do it. Or if you know of a terminally ill child that wants to get that last lifetime trip of a hunt or a fishing trip that they've always dreamed of, let us know about it. I'm sure there's somebody we can get to accommodate it. It's a great story, great trip, and hopefully there'll be a lot more of them. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for today. What am I doing? Oh, I got a scouting trip to go on a little bit later on, so I'll see y'all next week. You're all invited to come on back here. It's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network, 5 to 7 a.m. We are approaching our 33rd year. Who ever thought it would last, huh? Yeah, well, it goes on because you have a strong passion for the outdoors, and you make this show go. And thank you for being there each and every Saturday morning. And hope to see you next week live from St. Hubert's Cathedral. It's The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.